Hello?
Hello, Mr.
Hello?
Jose.
Yes,
Okay, I just got off the phone with your insurance and I need the color of the vehicle that you're
Okay,
calling me.
yeah, I was talking with her while I got cut off. We got cut off the phone. Yes, what were you needing?
The color of the vehicle.
The color of the vehicle? It's a grayish, like a gray color.
Okay. And what's the reason you was calling in about the vehicle?
Oh, I got a flat tire on the front tire, right-hand side. And the car doesn't want to start. Doesn't start.
Is it on the driver or passenger side?
Passenger side.
And you say this in the front?
Yes, front right. Passenger side.
Are you requesting a tow or a tire change if you have a good spare tire?
Yeah, I have a spare tire, but if he could bring one with him, that would be good.
Well, we don't give out tires.
Okay, yes, I have a spare tire.
Okay.
And I'm at 3,000 Chartres, 3,200 Chartres, and 2,000 Elgin Street.
Is there more than one flat?
Could you repeat that again?
Is there more than one flat tire?
No, just one.
Okay. Does the vehicle have locking hubcaps?
Locking hubcaps. No, it's got a, I don't know what you call these rims, but they've removed them before. I've had roadside assistance before, and he removed it.
Okay. Does your spare tire have any special tool to remove it? And if you do you have the tool?
No, the road, the guy that removed it last time, he had all the tools with him.
Okay. Will you have the keys with you?
Yes. You know my location already, right?
I got some numbers that you stated that was the area you was in.
Yes,
So I got 3,000.
2000. Yeah, yes, on Chartres, 3200 Chartres, and 2000 Elgin. I'm almost right at the lights off the freeway on the feeder.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a message where I'm gonna need the latitude and the longitude so I can know exactly where you are on the freeway.
Okay.
And you're gonna click on that link and you're gonna read it back to me because I have to type it on the computer.
Okay. So what would I have to do?
Just
I'm
click
sorry.
on that link. You have to make sure your location is on.
Oh, how would I do that? How would it come to click on the? Yeah, I kind of. Okay. What would I have to do that? Click on the link.
And read off the latitude and longitude.
Click on the link. Okay, because I'm. Yeah, these track phones, I'm really not. I don't work on them that much. And, I mean, I don't use them. Here's the actually a police officer here is arriving. I'll see if he can do it. I got a police officer behind me.
Okay.
I'll let him do it. Could you reach to tell him to do it? Because yes. How you doing? No, my car broke down. Yeah, I'm getting roadside assistance. The lady here wants me to do are you here? Can you explain it to the police officer so he can do it?
Okay.
Yeah, she's right here.
She's getting roadside assistance?
Yeah,
and she wants to do it, but she'll tell you how to do it.
Okay. Hello, ma'am?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is Officer Haynes.
Okay.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I have sent the link to the customer's phone. And I don't know if he has a location on, so I can pin exactly where he is. And he'll have to just read off the latitude and the longitude.
He's at the intersection of Elgin and Chartres? Elgin and Chartres. We have a record coming.
Can you spell that for me?
I said he's at the intersection of Elgin and Chartres, but we have records here, right? We have records here because he's in the middle of the street, right off the exit ramp.
And what's the a number of that exit?
You know what exit this is? Elgin and Elgin 2M exit. It's a 2,000 block. Of Elgin.
Okay, wait 1 second.
Yeah, that's his roadside. No, she didn't. She was trying to pinpoint his location. Hello?
Yes, sir. What state that's in?
Texas.
Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Do you possibly know how long the roadside would take?
I'm not sure right now.
Thank you.
Do you see any kind of like restaurants or anything?
No, ma'am. It's Houston Academy International Building, the National Blue Ribbon School. But other than that, that's the only landmarks I can give you. It's at the 2000 block of Elgin. Elgin and Chartres. Yeah, she can't even pinpoint the location. She can't pinpoint the location. So I've been talking to her for a little bit. I'm surprised. Oh, no. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Hello?
Yes.
City's gonna tow my car over here. So do you know the location I'm at?
I'm still trying to find it.
Yeah, and also the car didn't want to start.
What it seemed like it didn't.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Yeah. So just tow it over there on that street over there. It's still 100. It's still 100. Okay.
You're going to charge 100, right? You said it's going to be
I'll just call you back.
You will call back? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. But are you still going to charge me for taking me there? To the police station? Are you going to charge me there? Okay, well, can you try? Well, I'll take the 100 then. I'll take the 100.
So you're going to call back in for today's service?
Yes. Except I don't think I have the tool to bring down the tire. Yeah, underneath the... Excuse me, I'm sorry, man.
Go ahead.
Now the police, now they towed my car here.
Okay. So you no longer need this service today?
Yes.
You open up your view from the city, you can find the city have a full thing and drop this thing.
Oh boy. It's in there, it's in. Yeah, it's right in here where the
great pool thing to get this bird out.
No, I don't believe these are it.
I have a black little cape.
No, I don't actually.
That's what that's trying to
say. Yeah. yeah, I mean. So there's still a charge for this, right?
Yeah, no the city of Houston rate is $190.
Okay.
We're trying to help you, but we don't have the tools you need to help you.
Okay.
It's important to have that in your vehicle so we can even get your spare tire down.
Okay.
Hello.
The spare tire is not
yes.
good.
Huh? The spare is not good.
You can see the bottom. Where do you live
yeah.
at?
Oh, 534 Melbourne Street.
Where?
534 Melbourne Street.
Melbourne?
Yeah, that's over there on north side of town off of 610.
Okay.
It's right over there.
So basically what we're probably going to end up having to do,
okay,
I agreed to come from here to here on the half price because you say you had your roadside coming, okay?
Yes.
The city of Houston raised $190. That gives you 20 miles. Being that you have more problems with not being able to start the car, we can't get the tire off, I will charge you the city of Houston rate, which is $190, and I will take you home.
Okay, and the city will fix all that. We'll fix the
fix what?
The tire and the
no, the city don't do that. The city of Houston is only here because you were in a lane of traffic
yes.
at an exit ramp, which
yeah.
is a dangerous spot. They don't want to leave
yes.
you there and you get hit from the
yes.
back. Or somebody not paying
yeah.
attention on their phone and getting off the
yes.
exit.
Uh-huh.
So right
okay.
now we're going to look at $190 going to your house. Then you can
okay.
deal with it yourself.
Okay, you'll take the car, the vehicle
I'm gonna
to my house.
You in your car or house
okay.
for $190.
Okay, all right. Well, let me call a family member of mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, excuse me. I'd like to thank you so much for being on the phone this long, but what I'll do is just call you back.
Okay.
If I need you. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being on the phone.
You have a nice day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.